Did you honestly think you'd get away? Welcome to Fate and Fortune. Join our fated as they traverse a perilous new world, seeking adventure, revenge, and safety, or at least something close to it. Featuring the vocal talents of
Jed as Julius Ignis, Matt playing Sapper Carlson,
and Nate as Owen Gunn.
I, Danny Dawson, will be your humble guide, your keeper of destiny, your fate master in this narrative. Whether our cast find themselves in great fate, or perhaps slip into misfortune, we do hope you enjoy today's tale. Last time, our team of delinquents arrived on the doorstep to Malifaux, both a world and a city sharing the same name. They briefly caught a glimpse of a person Thomas recognized, before the two disappeared into thin air. The fated were then taken to Malifaux Station by a member of the Guild's Witch Hunter Division, Shelley Brooks. She took Julius's grimoire from him, and only through Owain's showing of a signet ring they had picked up in the breach did they manage to avoid further interrogation. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Welcome to Malifaux, Part 2. Though no dew had formed that morning, the sweat had at least cooled Julius's brow, and with the events of the past couple of days behind him, the sleep had never been more welcome, even if the beds offered by the station's holding cells were little more than slabs. Each of you can flip for healing. I'm going to be generous because this has been such a wonderful sleep that you have allowed yourselves, and flip two cards and receive both of those heals.
I'm just going to say I've not had a wonderful sleep because I've been very drunk in the night. So should I do a single one, or are you just going to?
You can. Say? Yeah, absolutely. If that's what you want to go for.
Just feel
alcohol
right.
Has interfered with your sleep.
That it has.
Has Sapper been putting the pillow over his head to block out Owain?
Yeah, Sapper has
been. I drew a seven.
I've drew a 7-2.
Wonderful. So it's a 1-2-3. So.
Yeah, 7 for me.
Okay, so it looks like Sapper and Julius, you're both healing exactly 3 wounds.
Ooh.
And Owain, you flipped a
7.
7, so 2 for you.
That's fine, it's me up to full.
Wonderful. You are welcome to cheat these if you prefer.
It takes me up to 5, I'm not too bad.
Okay. So what was it that was keeping you up, Owain?
I was very drunk. Owain was drinking late and singing, Lo, my hair, what lad, what not die. Noel E. V. Something about the rest of the. Vlad, why are you called that? I don't know. I'm. Going, oh, my friends, don't ask me why I killed you. With my hands, if I remembered, I would tell you. And I've not got a clue at all. Oh, I should really stop drinking. This stuff and get something stronger.
More like that for most of the night until I passed out.
That's fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much. we're going to begin with Julius. So, Julius, you have woken in your cell. There hasn't seemed to be anyone else in any of the cells this night. You expect with the issues that they've had with the trains, they haven't had too many people that were present at the station overnight. You hear clacking of boots approaching the hall, and the cell door sways open, and in walks Shelley once again. She looks down at you and pulls out the coin. Where did you get this? Come here. Come close. So as soon as your head is in reach, she reaches through the bars and grabs your collar and slams you into the bars and unpicks the tie around your mouth just enough to lower it down, but she's not taking it off. You're going to tell me where you found this?
What do you mean? There's quite a lot of attack, punch last night. I don't remember who from. The police brutality from here is crazy. What the coin? It's just a coin. You trade it for goods. It's like legal tender. You know, when you've got money, and then you go, hey, I'll trade this for this.
She backhands you in the face.
How did you reach me like that in the cell? Oh my god. Oh.
She's reaching around. What? She holds you back enough to the point where she can slap you and then bring you back again.
Yeah, I know what's good for me, you know? The coin. Sorry. My memory, I had this, like, I kind of nicked some whiskey when we were just defeated the giant monster, rah 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 thing, and I just thought, I was gonna die, and then I drank a bit, and then I've just get me memory back now. You're helping me. Sorry about that, miss. Sorry, you are a member of the guild, very important. You know,
you can
I love the guild.
See steam coming.
Okay.
Out
yes.
Of
yes. Yes. I. Okay. I'll wrap this up. The coin. Okay. Where did that coin?
This kind of artifact does not belong on Earth. I have never seen anything of this caliber on Earth. The anything that's over there is usually just scribblings on a wall or a spell book that's made its way across, but an artifact? Now, that's not someone you see every day. I need to make sure that no others are floating around there, so where did you get it?
Well, this is the thing. I know where several others are. But you weren't very nice to me, and you beat me a lot up. Now, I understand you could beat me more, and you could torture me for this information. But this is the reason why the BCT captured me, is because they were trying to find this information out, and they basically took the scroll that I had with all that information on. I was just a messenger, a courier, let's just say, who was delivering this, who got caught mid-handed, and the BCT came in and just took me. I don't know. I'm just a little boy who delivers goods. See?
You can give a deceive jewel.
Can I do
like.
Convince?
I mean, this is a lie.
I mean, okay. Here we go. 12.
She lets go of you and lets you scroll back if you like.
I was just going to say, which object did you see? Sorry, I didn't see it. You were talking about an object. Is it a coin? The coin. Oh, yeah. You were saying, you said before. Silly me. Yeah.
Have you ever looked at it before?
I saw it once. I thought it was like a rich, like an artifact. You know when you see those things on Earth where it's like a Roman historical coin and you go, whoa, I've got a Roman historical coin here, you know, and then the history people trade it with each other. That's what I originally thought it was. Can I get a bit closer to it, actually? I might be able to tell you, because I see the thing is, I exchange many coins, being a courier. So I worked for a lot of museums and historical architecture in Liverpool at the time. So I, you know, there's a lot of stuff going in and out from the docks. Can I just see a bit closer of that coin?
You may not.
Oh, okay, no worries. I mean, I could have told you if it was Roman or Greek, but, you know, it's fine. Oh, well.
See, as you may not be aware, this artifact is of powerful magics.
Oh.
Now, as I've said, most artifacts that we see are in the forms of spellbook grimoires that, you know, they're commonplace. But to have spell knowledge infused inside a coin, I mean, I can hear it whispering to me as I'm holding it. It's fantastic.
Oh, it does... yeah, well, I mean, what? These Arcanists, they can't be trusted. This is what I say. You know, you guild people, you're trying to protect the Earth, look after everyone, and then, you know, these people run around with magic and try and destroy everything. I agree. They need to be put down. You know? And... I just wish I could look to help the guild, you know? I'm a big guild member. Well, not a member, but, you know, a follower, a fan, someone who really pays the taxes towards the guild because they're such a great organization.
Well, next time we have a recruitment drive...
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Put your name in the hat.
Oh, please, please, recruit... me. I've just been taken from Earth, you know, and oh, you know, it's been nasty.
Sheer desperation in that recruit
me. Such a shame though. I wish I could help you more, and that's all I could say. Just, you know, wish I could prove myself to you to be a recruit by looking at this coin, and I might be able to tell who I got it from, you see. If I can really see the coin, I trade loads of coins.
Why would looking at the coin help you remember who you got it from, if it's the last thing you did before being captured?
Oh, I had several coins. It's just the BCT, Black Ops, or BBC, or whatever. Guys, you know, just came and...
BBC Black Ops.
They just came and took me away. They didn't really tell me who they were.
They're showing Doctor Who in secret.
Didn't have a TV license. But
the scum.
Yeah, you know. The thing is, I traded loads of coins and I'd been taken so quickly that they dropped all the other coins. And I don't know. So I had 5 coins on me at that point.
So... She holds up her hand only to just stop.
Oh, sorry.
Pulls the coin and shows it to you outside of the cage.
Now, can I have a question here?
Mm-hmm.
Is this reaching distance?
Do you want to do a... let's say a scrutiny check is probably best here.
Okay, scrutiny check. The alcohol has worn off. You gave mm-hmm. me a good night.
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's
see. You won't have any negatives on this.
Okay. Just convinced.
I should start giving you guys negatives more on that.
I know, yeah. No, I mean, I've sobered up now. I'm good. Here we go. 11.
Oh, wow.
Flat 11.
Okay. You guys do very well in these flips, man.
I was prepared to cheat in as well.
You can see that regardless of the distance... She is built, she is trained, she is watching you, she knows that she needs to be careful of you reaching for this, so even if you did make an attempt, she would snatch it away faster than you'd be able to reach for it.
She's very athletic, is she?
Okay. Extremely so.
Yeah, she's pretty well built. I didn't see this yesterday. Has she got that sword on? Okay,
She's fully equipped, currently.
Okay, there was an address... of this type of coin. Yes. That coin. Oh, yes. I know. It was a guy related to Ignis Industries. One of the older brothers. Who was he? And Albert. He was the medical doctor. I don't know. He was trading it about.
Albert Ignis.
Oh, yes!
Very well.
Yes, yes. Can I get a bit close? Because, sorry, I had it in my pocket, so I was feeling... Can I, like... Is there a portrait on the coin?
You said Albert Ignis.
Oh, yes. I one of the many people I deal with. John Smith. Dorothy Atkins, you know.
She notices the difference between your way of talking now versus giving the name of Albert. And she seems to have all that she needs. She turns and says,
"Thank you for your time. This will definitely help Miss Creed see me in a new light when she wakes up."
She takes the coin and starts to walk out.
I'm glad to be of help. By any chance, where are you putting the coin? Hello?
She has left. So, your grimoire is gone. You are still attuned to it for 24 hours due to the nature of grimoires. The magic has still yet to fully leave your body. But currently you're unaware of where it's gone. Yeah, we'll move around to Saffron and Owain.
Oh, I feel actually positively refreshed after last night.
I am surprised you seem to spend the majority singing.
Well, yes, I am Welsh after all, what we do.
Oh, I see.
Why, what do your people do?
We value sleep.
Sounds boring. But yeah, your people, each to their own, as it were.
A guard opens the room and steps in. His face is expanded like a pufferfish and fumbles with some keys in his hands. Ever so sorry about the questioning last night, chaps. Ever so sorry. The rams are... never been scheduled for repairs before, and gives you a slow wink.
Yes, scheduled for repairs.
Oh, well, you know, no problem. Happy to be of assistance to whoever I was being of assistance to. We are happy to help.
We've sent for one of Mr. Hawthorne's colleagues to pick you up, so if you don't mind, I'll show you to collect your compatriot or prisoner. Or
I'd say prisoner's best way to describe him. Patriot, no.
Very, very good, sir. We'll get him out of the cell, and you three can toddle yourselves off there. It's just down the road, just outside of the building. You can't miss it. Hansom cab.
Oh, we appreciate all your help.
Yeah.
No problem, sirs. And he takes you down the long halls. You pass the witch hunter as she stalks out the building. And again, just winding through the corridors until you reach Julius.
We'll deal with it from here.
Very well, gents. And he opens the door to Julius's cell.
Hey, guys. Are you taking me out to take me to the BCT at the BBC... headquarters. I'll go along. Don't hit me.
Quiet, scum.
Okay, please don't hit me again. I get it.
Right, shall we get off?
Yeah, Sapper's gonna just keep a hand on our friend's shoulder.
Sapper, they got the coin.
Oh.
Do you know the coin? You know that thing that, like, kind of does some amazing things sometimes.
Yes.
They've taken it, and I think we should try and get it back. The big lady with the bad sword has got it.
I feel we should pick and choose our battles, and
no,
I feel that this is not a fight you can win.
I'm just saying, a lady like that has a big office. Big windows, just saying.
Oh.
I don't know what that means.
let us discuss this when we're outside of the station.
I feel if we get out, it'll be too late. Even though they've taken the coin, and it feels, I don't know, it doesn't seem so powerful. I still feel there's a bit of it in me, you know? Like, kind of like, you got a coin in me. You know, it was so powerful. And I feel like losing something like that now isn't going to help us. Oh, I know the guild. I think they're just misunderstood here. I think this is a bad guild-run place. And, you know, I think...
This is like the most guildy guild there is.
I think I need to destroy it. I mean, I don't know. I have this anger in my head.
Cast it into the fire.
I'm just a bit angry, Sapper. What do you... I mean, obviously you're a calm guy.
On that point, they seem to think my ring's quite fancy.
Now, Julius.
Oh, sorry.
Please be quiet. We are going to exit this building in an orderly fashion. We can discuss our plans away from prying ears.
It's not convincing me. I'm going to turn and just try and set something on fire just to see if I've still got the power.
Oh,
God. Go on.
I'm angry. It's Sapper, my good friend, is not helping me out here. Okay.
Do you want to, just before you do that, do a notice check around you?
Okay. Yeah, actually, that's a good sign to see if there's not many people. So it's flat 10.
Okay. You notice that there are guard patrols on literally every corner of the station, and you are walking through the main area now.
Okay. Maybe not right now. I probably don't have the power. It's gone.
As I said, Julius, a calm and orderly fashion.
You're the calmest guy I know, Sapper. Yeah, you're right. You couldn't hurt a fly. Okay. Gotta listen to the peaceful guy.
Follow me on K8.
Okay. Oh, K8. Oh, yeah, I've seen them about. I've just never, Sorry, I've been in my own world most of the time. Go on, then. Let's go.
You notice as you walk in that K8's Soulstone Eye has lit up again. It must have been from... As you were coming through the breach, you may have charged it somehow. Again, you're not quite sure why. But it seems like it's got a new lease of life currently.
Okay.
Brill. So, yep, you start making your way through to the outside, and just as you're passing through the entrance, the in front of you is blocked off as the man steps forward in front, and you can feel a shadow as two more step out from behind you. And the one in front leers into your eyes and says, "So, word round here is you've just shown up, and the train's not coming. It's suspicious, yeah?"
"We don't like trains. I was a bit more of a fan of canals."
"More like I paid 30 scrip to get me and my girlfriend back home. And that seems to have gone down the drain, hasn't it? I was saving up for that for months."
Well, the train...
"Sounds to me like a you problem. Now out of my way."
"Yes, the train is having repairs done."
Sapper, do you want to give a convince, or Owain, do you want to give intimidate?
"I will happily give intimidate. That is a 10 overall."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty intimidating.
And a 12 for a convince.
Ooh.
I'm just looking like the helpless prisoner.
Yeah, that's fine. He kind of sneers and wipes his nose and gives you the old stink eye, but does step himself to the press on the wall and let you pass. But you can tell he's picking apart your face to keep an eye on you. So you come through this courtyard, and as described by the guardsman earlier, there is a handsome cabbie already set up. This beautiful little box with carried by horses.
I mean, I think he looks alright. I wouldn't call him handsome.
Yeah. And standing in front of it is the man you had witnessed earlier on. So the tall gentleman that had taken Thomas stands there leaning against the door. You can see that the box was perfectly capable for carrying six, which he may have chosen to do so on account for his and Sapper's in large sizes. In the light, it's easier for you to see his balloon-like features through it, though his squinting eyes speaks of a man who prefers to be indoors. And he opens up with his left arm in the air and just...
Alas! Over here!
Oh, hello.
Oh, that's a big man. Hello.
Yes, I got a call saying that you guys knew the boss man already. How'd you manage to pull that off?
I think it might have something to do with my ring.
Ring? What, you got one of the signets already?
Oh,
dear.
What's this ring you're talking about?
If you're showing it to him. Are you showing it to him?
I'm just, I don't know if that has anything to do
with it. Well, the boss did notice that the ram was late. He had someone due to arrive, you see. His associate, Omen, Lightwood, was it? But I imagine you would know better than I. Where is he?
The ram? It's in...
No, the lad who was wearing that ring.
I think he was killed by the monster.
What do you mean? The monster?
That came through. Yeah. Do not know. Tom, not filled you in.
Well, he didn't fill me in about the ring part, no. It must have been a detail that slipped his little mind.
Maybe he didn't notice.
Yes, possibly not. Well, anyway, chaps, the boy is perfectly safe. Don't worry about that. Dahlia's already made the arrangements and made sure that he's nice and safe and set up, and I'm sure you'll run into him very soon.
Dahlia? What? She alive?
Well, yes, she'd made the arrangements already.
Yes!
Oh.
Oh. Well, oh, now, this can't be my Dahlia. This could be another Dahlia.
No. Don't she made the arrangements, you know? Julius, she made the arrangement previously.
Oh,
as in previously alive arrangements.
Yeah, I get it.
Previously alive? Strange. Anyhow, chaps. I suppose you're going to want to meet your saviour, so it is to say.
I'm fairly sure I got out of that, but sure, whatever.
Very well, but the man around here that managed to bring you across, that set up the whole scheme with the ferryman.
I woke up in a pub meet. I didn't have any desire to be involved with the ferryman. Woke up in a pub having killed everyone I called a friend, or at least drank with, and and then this man came and tried to arrest me, and then I thought, okay, well, I'll go answer questions, so that's fine. And then he tried to kill me, so I beat the ever-living snot out of him. And then I ended up with this fine gentleman, and indicate Sapper and him, and point to Julius.
Hi.
Yeah.
I've lost a coin. Can you help me get it back?
I think we have more pressing matters at the moment, dear chap.
Oh,
is it? Well, you can have this coin.
And he flicks you a half a script coin.
Oh, well, I mean, the coin that I had was worth 1,000 script, but okay. Oh, well, I guess you don't care.
care is not the issue. Lack of money, perhaps.
Well, we could have a lot of money if we got my coin back. You know what I mean? It's okay. Everything's been taken from me the past few weeks. I've lost the love of my life. I've lost the thing that I held dear. I didn't even know I had it meant to me until it left me. But ever since it's been gone, I just feel so... you know, like,
Are we talking Dahlia or the coin here?
Both.
You don't realise what you've got until it's gone, don't you? Now it's gone, it's...
Don't it always seem it so that you don't know what you've got till it's gone?
Yeah, maybe I'll become a poet one day. Anyway.
Why do I think of yellow taxis?
Well, this one's black. And he bangs on the door and swings open for you.
Yeah, I'm just gonna climb in, sit down in the corner, pull out another bottle, whatever, and just have a sip.
Before getting in the taxi, can I just turn to that building? Is it in sight? The guild building that we just came
out of? The Malifaux station?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm not meaning to do anything. I just wish it was on fire. Can I just try and imagine it was on fire? Because it's getting me a bit angry now. Just before I step in the taxi, you know, just before.
You can imagine that it is on fire.
Okay.
Are you attempting to set it on fire? Because there is a will involved.
I wish I could. It's just this coin's gone, but I'm going to pretend like if the coin was here and it would be on fire, it would. Because I'm getting a bit angry. That getting punched. Owain was soft and gentle when he hit me. But that police officer, when he uppercutted me, it was really painful and it's getting me really annoyed.
Owain wasn't that soft and gentle.
Yeah, but he didn't do damage to me. He made sure. So you were kind of a bit more soft. That guy just went in for the damage on the uppercut.
Yep.
And she didn't.
Yep.
And
do you want to know why?
Because he's guild.
Guild are perfect and right in every way. But this station is so corrupt. I want to burn it.
They're right in every way except for every encounter I've had with them.
This the one. Right. I want to burn it to the ground.
Are you intending to burn it with your magic?
I don't know what magic is, but it worked in the past every time I intend to put people on fire, and I want to connect with those same channels that I had.
So you are intending to do this?
Yes. Just the anger's getting too broiled up. The coin, they've taken the coin. They've taken my favourite like little string, you know, that I used to use for surgeries.
I will say that there will be... I know the extent to your magic. You wouldn't be able to cover the entire building, but there would be. You would be able to do a portion of it.
Okay, just anything. I'm just angry. So, just before I'm stepping on that taxi, I'm just going to look back at that building with pure disgust and anger, and it's going to rile me up. Like how we're leaving this place and they've just taken so much of my stuff. I mean, I was a good guild citizen. Shall I flip?
Yep.
Here we go.
10 of tomes. That'll be enough, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It may be the fact that you have passed now through the raw energies of the breach, a journey that even through the plated casing of the Iron Ram would cause certain people to gain a magical awakening. But even without a grimoire in your hand, you can feel that familiar pulse in your veins. A voice spinning up and down your blood, begging you to let it out. And you do. Even from this distance, you can see any exposed wood supporting the station begin to spark a brilliant green. Life pouring into flames that twist around its upper bounds. Alarms flare too. And in mere seconds, guardsmen fling buckets of sand and water up to the energies. The crowd outside the building scatters, and you glimpse one redcoat pass a hand over his rifle, yellow runes glowing on its stock to indicate the application of magic. He fires, but instead of bullets, great globs of water explode from the spout of the gun. Panic is in the air.
And then I'm gonna step on the taxi.
Okay. Fantastic. And Sappa?
Sappa's going to kind of lift K8 in. I suppose this is just as the explosion is happening behind him.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, he's just going to like barrel into the taxi, kind of on top of everybody. Drive!
Goodness me!
Says the man who's come to help you. He just climbs on in and says,
Yes, away, Guttar!
and tap-taps for the driver to make his hasty away. And so he does.
That's all we have time for today. Join us next time for the conclusion of Welcome to Malifaux, in which the fated finally meet the ferryman's contact. But can he be trusted so readily? Hold your Aethervox tight, my dear ones, and until next time, stay safe, listeners. No, really, stay safe.